but with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. And they were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard this thing, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told them, saying, Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be bound to fight against God." And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Our preacher today is Evangelist Matthew Owojaye. I'm your lay assistant, Fumi Adeshiyan. The topic of our sermon today is Unhindered by Persecution. So I call on the preacher.
Eternal Father, we worship you. As we go into your word, breathe afresh on your word. Cause your word to come out, come alive. Cause a new strength to come inside us. Do what nobody can do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning we are talking about not being deterred by persecution. But there's a reason. And the first reason, we look at it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." That's the origin, that the life of God was put into Adam. And if you look at Luke 3:38, it says, Adam, the son of God. Can we say it together? Adam, the son of God.
Please, sorry for this intervention. We have a small emergency, and we would like the owner of Toyota Land Cruiser, is black, EKY220DK. EKY220DK. We would like the owner to please immediately go and move the vehicle. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. So we discover God put his own life inside Adam. And Adam became what? A living soul. What's a living soul? A life that the life of God is inside. What is a dead soul? It's a man moving up and down. I feel all right. But the life of God is not in him. He's a dead soul. He's cut off from God. We discover that in the whole of the Old Testament, there was nobody again, except Adam and Eve, that had the life of God inside of them. Nobody. Even the kings, the priests, and the prophets, they had the Holy Spirit upon them. Upon them, not inside of them. That's why Jesus Christ said about John the Baptist. He said, of all people born of women, nobody greater than John the Baptist. Why? Remember, Adam was not born of woman, so he was not included. John the Baptist, the Holy Ghost came upon him in his mother's womb. So he beat everybody. But Jesus said, in this new dispensation we are coming into, the least of us greater than John the Baptist. Look at your Bible, John chapter 20, verse 21, so that we can tie it together well. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he has said that, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. The same thing that God did to Adam. After Jesus had paid the price, died and resurrected, what did he do to the apostles? He did exactly what God did to Adam. He breathed on them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. This is the beginning of the New Testament. So everybody who is genuinely born again, everybody who has had a personal contact with Jesus of repentance and salvation. Some people get healed and they are not born again. Some people get blessed and they are not born again. But a salvation experience is a must for anybody that will call himself a Christian. You can be baptized. You go inside the water, a dry sinner, and you come out a wet sinner. When you confirm a womanizer, what do you have? Confirmed womanizer. You confirm husband snatcher, what do you have? Confirmed husband snatcher. See, going to hell. Now, after the disciples had the born-again experience. Brother, one day a brother told me, Brother Ojaye, you are expecting too much from unbelievers. Who is their father for them to do good? That if all unbelievers will behave like their father, the devil, I say stop there. Because can you imagine, If every unbeliever will be made maximally to potential Satan, life will be too difficult for us. So God put a restraining hand on them. So we should be grateful any good we get from unbeliever. But once we say we are born again, then the life of God is where? Inside us. We have inherited the spiritual chromosomes of Almighty God. We are partakers of His world, divine nature. But let me tell you, that was not enough. The disciples became afraid. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. And different people, can you imagine 120 people, everybody shouting, speaking different languages. Maybe Andrew will say, Matthew, if you don't know your voice, I will slap you today. Because these people will come and what? Arrest all of us and finish us. Then another person will jump up. Say with me, and the spirit of boldness came. Can we say it again? Say it again. The power of the Holy Spirit gives boldness. And every believer is entitled. The Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is with you, but what? Shall be in you. Say with me, New Testament Christian, Holy Ghost inside and Holy Ghost upon. Tell your neighbor, I am a carrier of the Holy Ghost. Say it again. Ask your neighbor, say, what do you carry? Tell your neighbor, I carry I am that I am. Who is inside of you? Who is, answer now, I am that I am. We are born of God. We carry the life of God. But sorry, if you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, endowment of power, you have a limitation. I was talking to one church. I said, we have three groups of churches now. Orthodox, Evangelical, Pentecostal. We are the ones that gave it such a name. Say with me, as far as New Testament is concerned, you cannot be Pentecostal without being Evangelical. So if you are a Pentecostal, you are not Evangelical. Something wrong with you. And if you are Evangelical, you ought to be Pentecostal. Say with me, the package is together. To go win souls and to go overrun Satan's territory is packaged together. So this is one of the reasons why today we cannot say what they said. Persecution did not stop them. We can't say the same. Number two, the Lord Jesus sat them down and gave them solid teaching. Today, people don't want to read Bible. 10,000 people will gather. One person will just teach them 1 hour. Everybody go away. No solid word. Teaching of the word. The Lord Jesus told them, you are going to suffer for me. So you know that friendship with the world is what? Enmity with world, with the world. You know that the world will hate you. Say with me, if you were a Christian then, and people didn't persecute you, you will question whether you are really born again. In the 60s and 70s, you are a Christian, you get born again, from your family, they will persecute you. Say with me, today, they don't persecute us again. You know why? There's no difference in our life. So that the one that claims to be born again, and the one that is not born again, they are sharing money, bribe, in the office. Can you imagine two people in the church and they are praying for your enemies to die? Then this one will pray, all my enemies die in the same church. And the two are enemies. I said, die. Why God said, thou preparest what? A table before me where? Your enemies will not die. They will be alive to see God bless you. So stop praying for them to die. The people that should witness your victory, you want to kill all of them? The people of the Old New Testament, they embraced persecution. They expected persecution. Say with me, and they were determined. I'm going to make heaven. And you have to be what? Determined. Say with me, the alternative to heaven is not to be mentioned. It's everlasting tragedy. It's sorrow upon sorrow. It's tragedy upon tragedy. It should not be your portion. So Bonaparte says, the present suffering, say that, is nothing to be compared to what? To the glory that shall be revealed. All the things that Brother Paul passed through, what did he say? Our light affliction. I want you to go back and read your Bible. We have not passed through one quarter. None of us have passed through one quarter. Whether it is God, me, Jesus. But they embraced it because they were looking for a city. Hallelujah. Whose builder and maker is what? God. We push ahead. So, brethren, we have to push ahead. Soon, the trumpet will sound and it will be over. Remember, Noah's time, iniquity, the thought of their heart was what? Evil. What? Continually. Every day, they were devising new methods for sin. But before God wiped them with the flood, say with me, he rescued Noah and his family. The same thing with our brother. Our brother Lot. When Lot came towards Sodom, say with me, he camped towards Sodom. Your uncle has you to choose first. You don't get sense. How can you choose before your uncle? But he was selfish. But Abraham knew, give me a desert. If God blesses me, that desert will bless me. Tell your neighbor, say, put me anywhere. Say, put me anywhere. My Jesus will show up. Say it again. Put me anywhere. My Jesus will show up. Lord, he didn't know God. He was a righteous man. He came towards what? Say with me, every step that Lot took towards Sodom, he was moving nearer disaster. He got to the city. Business was good. His cows were getting bigger, fatter, more milk. But the place was a rotting place. Instead of our brother getting out, what did he do? He became an elder. In a rotting place. Say with me, everything he took to Sodom. Say it now. And all that he gained in Sodom, he lost everything. But before fire could fall on Sodom and Gomorrah, God had to rescue Lot and his wife. God, none of you must look back. She said, all my trinkets and my jewels and all those sheep and goats. She didn't know when she talked. Became a pillar of salt. We keep turning around. The unbelievers are making it. Why can't I join them? But we have to know. Say with me, the angel said, Brother Lot, run far to the mountain. Escape for your life. Lord said, there may be wild animals on the mountain. Let me just stay where they are here. Do you know his reason? The angel that delivered you from fire, how can he send you to where wild animals will kill you? He was thinking of some goats and sheep that will escape from the fire. So that he can what? Can gather them. If he had gone far, he would have seen other human beings. And he would not have slept with his mother, his daughters. But what I'm saying is this. God rescued Lot before the fire fell. Brethren, the judgment of God is coming upon this world. Armageddon is coming. But we shall be gone. Say, we shall be gone. Say it again. Just as he rescued Noah, rescued Lot, we shall be what? We shall be gone. If you read Revelation chapters 8 and 9, you will see disaster. One third of all trees will burn. Trees used to give us oxygen. When one third of them burn to carbon dioxide, there will be lung disease. Say with me, all green grass will burn. No rice, no maize, all the things you are talking grains, all the green grass burn off. Say with me, one third, say it again, of all human beings will die. 2.5 billion people will die. There will be no more grave diggers. Everybody is digging one in his family. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, we shall not be there. Brother, give me. Say, we shall not be there. Hallelujah. We shall not be there. That's why nothing they do to us, you will say, our present suffering is nothing more compared to what? The glory. I shall be revealed. They will mess you up. They will do all kinds of things. So if you can't beat them, join them. You say no. Set yourself apart from them. Come out from among them and be what? And be separate and touch not the unclean thing. So brethren, they knew there is a hell. And it's not a three-day picnic. It's everlasting war. Damnation. They knew that whatever they face, everybody say temporary. Say it again. Temporary. 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 We have a city whose builder and maker is what? God. Brethren, the Lord Jesus gave a parable. Say with me, two men were intending to build their house. One person built his house on sand. Say with me, all the materials they use, apart from foundation, was what? The same. But another person built his house on a rock. Now there are some people give a teaching that if you're a Christian, you won't face problems. That's a big lie. Everybody say, a big lie. They say, glory to God, be blessed. Hallelujah, anointing. Just be blessed, glory. Oh-oh. Come to practical, you will see. The Lord Jesus said, the storm that hit the house on sand, that same storm will hit the house on the rock. The flood that hit the house on sand also will hear the rock, house on the rock. Say with me, but the house on the rock stood far. What about the house on the sand? Swept off. Do you know the meaning? Many of us suffered loss when you are buying shares and shares. They say, buy, you are buying. You bought something 40 naira. You think by next year it becomes 60. It became 3 naira. So many people that were rich before, some people, they ruin the economy of Nigeria and almost reduce you to what? To nothing. Say with me, if your life, say it loud, is based on things. Say it again. You will commit suicide. All that you have gathered, just evaporate. If there is a war, you say, I am the owner of that estate. Hallelujah. We have 50 flats there. Hallelujah. 25 duplex. And then they walk in and they bomb everything to nothing. Say with me, if your life, your success, and goals is just things, houses, car, money, you are finished. Say with me, but if your life is built on Jesus Christ, what will happen? You see, when you really get delivered, say with me, delivered, say it loud now, from spirit of ownership, say it again. You are delivered from what? Spirit of what? Ownership. You know you are just a steward. Say with me, if you want to eat, will you eat? I say, because I have money. Put your hand in your mouth, bring it out, take another plate, eat 10 plates. Will you enjoy the food again? Say with me, will you say you want 10 cars? Say it now. Then you put one leg in this car, one leg in another car, to show you can only ride one car at a time. If you are not a huge person like me, and they say you go to the plane, why wouldn't you stay in the economy and save money, and they charge you double? If it's fat people, they say the thing is squeezing them, maybe we will understand. Shout hallelujah. As we see the time drawing near, brethren, we have to make up our mind. Am I going to be a lukewarm Christian and miss the rapture? This is the time to hold God tight. The things that we have seen in Nigeria, the state of jihad, in many universities in the north, no matter how good a lecturer you are, once you're a Christian, you can't become head of department. Many students, you score high. Once they see Christian name, no admission. One man from Sokoto, he wanted to get a certificate of origin. He went there. What's the name of the child? They filled it. He said, Grace. Grace? We don't have Grace in Sokoto. They tore it. How many missionaries? One brother in Mubi, an Idiji, the pastor. The coffin. Are you a Muslim or Arna? Say, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not Arna, I'm a Christian. He said, okay, we'll kill you. He never raised his hand and prayed, and they shot him. Brethren, the church, are we pastoring sheep or goats? Can we say that? Say it again. Because anybody not born again is a goat. And no matter how you feel a goat, it can't become a sheep. Say with me, that goat, that sinner, must encounter who? Jesus. Then a miracle takes place. He becomes a sheep or a lamb. Say with me, but some goats did not pass through Jesus the door. They jumped the fence into the sheepfold and remained goats. That's why there are so many goats in some churches. But the church is a place for what? Lambs and what? Sheep. Jesus is a shepherd. Tell your neighbor, there's no lost goat in the Bible. All goats are lost. Which one is in the Bible? Lost sheep. Already born again, but he backsliding. We know Even to get contract, Christians can't get. Appointments, Christians can't get. One man, if I mention his name now, all of you will know him. They say he was an elder in Foursquare. He went to Mecca so that he can win the election. He's in the house now. He has become a Muslim. Say with me, elder. Say it now. In Pentecostal church, he went to Mecca to win election. Now he's on his way to hell. Inside the Senate or House of Rep. I don't know which one. So brethren, as we see the day drawing nearer, say that, we must know the world wants to put pressure on us so that we can buckle, so that we can give up. Say with me, he that endures to the end shall be saved. We are made, Hebrews 3:14, we are made partakers of Christ if we hold what? The beginning of our confidence to all steadfast to the end. Please, make up your mind. Stand with God. Our God doesn't deceive people. He told us they will persecute us. They will hate us for no reason, just because we follow him. But let me tell you, he is able to deliver. And he will what? Deliver. I want to pray for you this morning. Are they putting pressure on you? Subtle pressure. Your juniors have been promoted. The enemy has squeezed you financially and they are offering you millions just to change. But if you know the sorrow of hellfire, if you know the damnation of hellfire, what shall it profit a man if he gains what? The whole world, but what? Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you think I will allow you to gain the whole of Lagos, all the cars, all the houses, including my house, my car, my clothes, my money? Look, we are not talking about the whole world. Just Lagos alone. Nobody will allow you. Not to talk of what? Any world, the whole world. He said, you get the whole world and you're not born again. My bad businessman, he will end up bankrupt. Brethren, there's so much pressure on the church. I know things are getting harder. Sometimes you look at yourself that you used to sign check 2 million, 3 million without calling your manager. What is my balance? Stay with me, but now, if you're 100,000, you have to call. Thank God for a lot now. If not, you will have to call. Sorry, what's my balance? Stay with me, and you are looking at yourself. Say it loud. As if you are a failure. No! Heaven will be proud of you. That despite all the pressures, you didn't buckle. You look like a foolish guy. A man that wants to buy you 3 cars, brand new, and give you a house in a good place, wants to marry you. He's a cult man. And one graduate that is driving taxi because he don't get work, and he's a Christian. Which one will you choose? Some people don't need to pray. What did I say? Some people don't need to pray. Once they see the cars and they have eyes. Can we stand up as we pray? Let's stand up. Brethren, there's so much pressure. You send your children overseas. You are afraid the character they will pick up. Afraid. Your child is going on the road. You don't know who will kidnap them. I have to tell people on Facebook, stop telling people where you are and where you are going next. You put it on Facebook, they go and pick you there. Only in God you are saved. They kidnap assistant commissioner of police, so what is remaining? My brother, let's bow our head. I want to pray for people this morning. Things are difficult for you. The pressure on you is getting too much. And you are saying, God, I need help from above. Can you raise your hand? Let us pray with you. Quickly, don't be ashamed. No, come forward here, we pray together. Don't be ashamed. We are a family. You have raised your hand. Please come forward, come forward, come forward. Whatever the Holy Spirit asks me to do, I will do it. It's because He wants to touch your situation. Before, you thought you were a wise man. But the situation now, your wisdom cannot solve it. You have tried all the wisdom you know. It didn't work because this case is more than human wisdom. You need heaven's intervention. Step forward. You used to control money and write check without border. But now, and not that you scandal money, not that you play pool, it's because somebody ruined the economy. And your own business has what? Gone down. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. A failure is the person that didn't make heaven. We want to pray. Please, if the Holy Spirit is asking you to step forward, hear a voice telling you, go forward. Come forward so that we can pray. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, the Calvary, the bodies are Calvary. Jesus is buried. We sing it once more, because I see some people that decided to go out, not to go out. Forget about that. You are not coming to Brother Matthew. You are stepping forward to obey God. Calvary, Calvary, the bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Some men, because they can no longer provide as before, no respect from the wife again. No respect from the children again. And you are feeling like a failure. No. The type of things you used to buy, type of clothes you used to wear, and compete with other people who send us on competition. Last one now. God is a living God. God is a living God.
The
Lord Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, is what? Is there. And here we are, more than two, more than three, and we are gathered in his name. Then you can just believe that he is here by your side. That's all. Can you just lift up your hand to him? Mention what the challenge is. That God, I am depending on you. I am at my wit's end. I am at my wit's end. I have tried every method. I have shifted business from one business to the other. It's still the same desert, still the same dryness. Lord, my spiritual life is going down. You used to be a radical for Jesus, but your spirit is going down. You used to read Bible for 1 hour, now 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, you drop it. And you are saying, God, I want to catch fire. Restore me a place where I can make heaven. Talk to God. Talk to God. If there's any other person, God asks you to come out, please come out before we pray. How thine own will, Lord, I thy own will, God, I thy portal. God bless you. I am the clay. Melt me and mold me after thy will. While I am waiting, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. While I was praying, talking to my Father, somebody touch my soul. Eternal Father, they didn't come to Matthew. Who is Matthew? You said that you come. They have come. You said we should ask so that we may receive, so that our joy may be full. They have come. And Lord, you carry integrity. You are not a man that you should lie. You know every one of these, my brethren. Eternal Father, visit them. Show up on their behalf. Show up on their behalf. Let a strengthening come to them inside now. Let every demonic power being applied on them and their business, let them come to a failure today. In the name of Jesus, let every accusation of the enemy be banished. Let their spirit quicken again. Let fire come into their life. Let a new boldness, a new loyalty to God come upon them. Thank you, our God and our King. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Let's rise for the memory verse.